Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cass. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
That's right. Wake up out there. Stay woke. Stay safe. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. And it is Kelly Tuesday. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. We're dealing with a chakra series, and we're talking about chakra number 3, the solar plexus. And she's going to give you information. And this particular chakra is about your self-confidence, about trusting your gut feelings, about your self-esteem, and relating to the world around you. Get your pads and pencils out, because you know she's going to bring you some information. And I'd like to say, you know, your destiny shines. Whatever your circumstances, whatever your past, the forces that determine your future are nowhere but within your own heart and mind. It is here that the star of your destiny shines. And we're about shining out there. I mentioned in stars, you know, tomorrow is going to be that full moon. It's going to be in Capricorn. We're not specialists in this, but, you know, start looking at that astrology. If you think that those planets and those stars out there just twinkling, learn about them, okay? We are part of this universe, each and every last one of us out here. So learn as much as you can. It's about education. It's about unification. And it's about collaboration here with us. We're going to share and care with you. And before Stephanie comes on, when she finishes this series, you'll be a brand new you. So get your pads out.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad.
That's right. That's what you're going to be saying. You get your pencils and pads out for the chakra series. Chakra number 3, we have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us. The healing of the wound, the healing of a man's heart. She has great community things going on out here. She has an event coming up that I'm so, so proud of her. And hopefully before she leaves us this evening, she can share a little bit with us. I think this is going to happen in September. But it's something that I am looking forward to supporting her with because she's always here for us. And Stephanie Haynes, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Linda. I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. And you know how we do it here. We're going to put it out there first thing out. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on the Care and Share with us. We appreciate you so much. And we have so much gratitude for you, Stephanie. And we're talking about these chakras. I love this series. We're on number 3 today. So I'm just going to sit back because this is going to be an exciting topic.
All right. So good evening, listeners. So tonight we're going to talk about our solar plexus. The personal power is the ability to take action. The personal power is the ability to take action. That's by Tony Robbins. You know, as the third of the chakra, the solar plexus chakra is the last in the trio of the lower chakras. Now, the Sanskrit name for the solar plexus chakra is Manputra. Manputra, which means luscious gem. Now, it's located in the mid torso, around the navel. Now, this energy center is also found at the mid-back. Now, in many ways, the solar plexus serves as our personal energy center or your core. It relates to our personal identity and our power. And also our second brain, some people call it. That it is the core of who we are as individuals and governs our self-esteem, our willpower, and the ability to achieve our goals. Now, when the solar plexus energy or balance is flowing, we have a strong sense of self that can't be shaken. This manifests as confidence in who we are and what we want, as well as the belief and grit to accomplish our dreams. Now, the innate self-confidence and ability to be true to ourselves also enable us to transcend with the tides of life. Now, when the solar plexus chakra is imbalanced, it governs the very essence of who we are. If it is not functioning healthily, our lives will be off kilter. Now, signs of an overactive solar plexus include being egotistical, controlling, and power hungry. In our quest to get what we want, we may be obsessive and perfectionist, leading to both disappointment and feeling drained when our desires do not manifest. Now, too many energy flowing from this chakra can result in being hyperactive and exuding a manic energy, then crashing afterwards, similar to how you might feel after consuming an energy drink. Now, in the case of an underactive solar plexus, we may struggle with being authentic, having self-doubt, and being confused about our identity. Now, this is all lead to low self-esteem and insecurity. Now, we may have difficulty manifesting our desires and feel depressed as a result. We may think we are at the mercy of fate and feel that life is happening to rather than being lived for. Now, the solar plexus rules the parts of the body nearest to it, the abdominal organs, the stomach, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas. Now, when the third chakra is imbalanced, we may experience physical and emotional symptoms such as bloating, digestive issues, which is, they call it IBS syndrome, which is irritable bowel syndrome, impatient, leaky gut, nauseous, indigestion, fatigue, lethargic, difficulty of concentrating, restlessness, agitation, gallstones, liver issues, pancreatic disorder, such as diabetes. Now, this is when the third chakra is imbalanced. Now, when the solar plexus chakra is open and activated, we will experience a range of physical and emotional changes, along with the sensation of heat and the tingling vibration in the area. Now, given the chakra proximity to the stomach, we are likely to experience some digestive issues, such as nausea, bloating, constipation, or diarrhea, before it heals. Now, on an emotional level, it is normal to feel more sensitive than usual. All insecurity and self-doubt can resurface. We may be easily triggered and feel jealous and the need of control, the result of a rampant ego rearing its head. Now, it's normal to feel anxiety and emotional disturbance during the opening and the rebalancing of your solar plexus. But as with the physical symptoms, this is usually a short-lived purging process. In addition, we may experience fluctuation in our energy as the solar plexus align, going from energy highs to lows. Now, we may feel restless, which can result in difficulty of sleeping, but rest assured, any insomnia is also usually temporary. And remember, everything that we go through is temporary. The only time when it doesn't be temporary is because we're stuck and we don't want to move forward. All right? So the goddess archetype, the warrior, is a sacred mixture of the masculine and the feminine energy. Now, this goddess archetype chakra has a strong sense of self, is spirit and energetic, and has the will and the power to pursue her goal. Now, she represents the physical strength and the energy, the leadership, and the courage. Now, there are many historical warriors reverenced in different religions and cultures, as well as in art and literature, including Freya and the Norse goddess of love and war, Durenga, and the multi-membered Hindu goddess and the protector, and the Boudicca, the queen of the British Celtic tribe, who led the uprising against the Romans. Now, their names, culture, and race may differ, but They share a very strong sense of self. They were brave and strong and had the willpower and the stamina to pursue their causes. Now, to thy own self be true. This is Shakespeare said. To thy own self be true. And the warrior goddess remind us of this. Now, when we consider the central role the solar plexus chakra plays in both being our true self and having the belief and the resolve to live our best life, the benefit of taking on the trait of the warrior or clear, she reminds us that being who we are truly or is not only self-safe, but also essential for our well-being. When we become a warrior, we connect to our power source. We stand up for ourselves and others, and we become strong forces for good in the world, benefit both our own life and the world at large. So that's why in my spiritual practice, we practice for ourselves and others. Because, you know, we want everybody to become happy and really become authentic in the living and being your true authentic self. Then you can guide others to do the same. Now, your solar plexus chakras, these are the stones that you might use. Now, you will notice that many of the crystals and the precious metal that relates to the third chakra have yellow tones. Sojourning the sunshine like a life force for this powerful energy point. Now, the pyrite is historically confused with gold. The pyrite is often referred to as a fool's gold. The range in colors from a pale yellow to a vibrant gold or silver. Now, this stone was used in ancient times to create a spark in a fire. Thus, we can use pyrite to ignite the spark of our true self. It has a masculine energy and is a stone of action, strength, and will. As with most stones, you can get raw or polished pyrite. Now, I recommend a fairly large raw pyrite for your desk or workplace and a few small tumbling pyrite stones for meditation and for rituals. That's citrine. It's a beautiful bright stone with yellow hue. That citrine enhances energy and stamina and represent abundance and manifestation of all sorts. Now, I have a piece of this stone in my purse. And I tell you, since I've been carrying it, I'm never out without money. So it's a good thing. You know, it represents abundance. Now, this stone is powered by the sun and can promote confidence and boost your self-esteem. Now, a polished citrine point can sit on your altar or desk, and it's ideally placed in a sunlit space to be charged and then used in meditation or ritual. Now, the yellow agate, that's often known as the revitalizer. The yellow agate helps foster the self-acceptance, boost self-esteem, and promote positivity. Now, using a few small tumbling yellow agate stones directly on the solar plex chakra in healing sessions or meditation with them can foster a ritual of reconnecting to your true self, giving you a regular boost. If anybody's out there, you know, out of balance with your solar plexus and you're all over the place, this is a good place to ground yourself. Now you have amber. Now amber is the bright and cheerful stone, helps clear the mind and eliminate fear, all helping align the precious energy of the solar plexus. Wearing jewelry with amber stones can keep the third chakra aligned. Wearing a combination of the amber and the gold is particularly powerful and one of my favorite ways to connect to my solar plexus. Now, the solar plexus chakra essential oils. Each of these oils are recommended for the solar plexus. It has a refreshing, a vibrant sense. It has the vibrant energy to promote the healthy functioning of this energy center. Lemon. Lemon, this uplifts and invigorating citric oil has a powerful energetic influence on the third chakra. Diffusing this oil can bring a sense of well-being and optimism. You can also mix it with a carrier oil and use it as a body moisturizer or a massage oil. Grapefruit. Now, grapefruit is another citric oil that can help move stagnant energy in an underactive solar plexus chakra. Now, this oil properties helps heal digestive issues. So it makes for a powerful massage oil It's a powerful massage oil when blended with the carrier oil, like the almond or the coconut oil. Now, when diffused, its light and fragrant scent can also help reduce the stress and lift your spirit. Ginger. Ginger oil has a very distinct, warm, and spicy aroma. And it's wonderful for steam inhalation to help awaken the solar plexus chakra. Excuse me. It is also used topically with a carrier oil to stimulate the third chakra. And help eliminate any digestive issues. Now the next one is peppermint. Now peppermint is an invigorating oil that helps to stimulate the mind. Simply just sniffing the oil can help provide relief from stress and mental exhaustion. Now mixing it with a carrier and a dabbing some on your wrist or the temple is a helpful way to boost your energy levels and spirit on a daily basis. Now that's what I have burnt in my office. I have in my diffuser, I have peppermint. And that keeps me alert during the day. Now we're gonna blend all these oils that I just talked about together. And the purpose of the solar plexus chakra blend is to help you to connect with yourself and empower you to fulfill your true desires. And you can use this oil regularly when you're going through the process of opening and rebalancing your solar plexus. And whenever you need an energetic lift, edit or a reminder of your true powerful essence. But I hope you have a pen to write this down. So the first ingredient, we're going to use 2 tablespoons of almond oil or any other carrier oil, 3 drops of lemon essential, 3 drops of grapefruit, 2 drops of peppermint oil, and then you're going to need a 2-ounce dark glass bottle and a dropper. And you're going to pour the almond oil into a dark glass bottle. You're going to use a dropper. Add each essential oil, cover the bottle, and swirl it tight. Now, you can use this as a massage oil, or you can just rub it on your stomach, your mid-back, your temple, your wrist. Remember, it's only for external uses, not for you to inhale. All right, so now we're going to go into our visualization. And for those who have been following us for the last past week, you may be already in your sacred place. You probably already smudged your place, you know, clear it out of all negative energy before we got on tonight. But for those who have not, this is the opportunity to find your sacred to do your visualization, your activation, and your reflection that we're going to go through tonight. All right, so I want you to get into a quiet place. You can sit or stand, but just be comfortable. I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose. Exhale out through your mouth and sigh. Let your muscles soften and your body relax. Repeat this as many times as needed until you feel relaxed and ready to meditate. Now, as you continue to inhale and exhale deeply, visualize your breath as coming in and out your navel. Keeping your eyes closed and repeat to yourself. Either silently or loud, I acknowledge and honor my true self. And so I see my solar plexus clearly, using your mind's eye, visualize a yellow glow at your navel. Look at the exact shade . Now notice the side of this globe. Observe its shape. Take a note of any other details, including if it is spinning or static. Now notice how the globe feels and what insight you receive about any imbalance or blockage and what you may need to do in order to bring your thought effects to energy equilibrium. Now, once you feel you have observed the globe and obtain significant insight into the functioning of your solar plexus chakra, take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy point in your body. And then open up your eyes. Now the solar plex chakra activation. It is important to bring in the element of fire in order to facilitate the activation of your solar plex. You will also need to make sure you have warm hands, as you would need the energy from the heat to assist with this activation exercise. Now you can light a scented candle, orange, lemon, or grapefruit, as this will be better for activation. Now, for those who are standing, sitting, or lying down, I want you to look at the flame of the candle that you have lit and carefully cup your hands around the flame of the candle to gently heat them up. Now, settle into the position you would like to stay in for the duration of the activation meditation. I want you to close your eyes, keeping the flame of the candle in your mind's eye. I want you to place your hands over your navel and your midsection. And just breathe into your hands, visualizing the flame of the candle. Envision that yellow light with every breath. See this yellow light as pouring from your navel into your belly. Light as pouring from your navel where it spins almost like a spear. Then bring your mind's eye once again to the yellow globe, which represents your solar plex chakra. See the yellow light in your belly as filling up this globe. As the globe continues to fill with this yellow light, see it get bigger and brighter until it almost starts to come alive. Seeing the globe beginning to spin in a clockwise direction, picking up speed until it moves so quickly that it is now a whirling spool of bright yellow light that fills your entire midsection. Now, as this light permeates your body, feel the energy of confidence and power floods your body. With every breath, feel that sense of purpose, power, and strength emanating from your navel and spreading across your midsection and the entire body. Every breath, feel proud of who you are and confident in your capabilities. Lift every breath fueled with fire. Now your solar plex chakra reflection, and stay where you are as we go into our reflections. And you just stay settled in your sacred space. You know, feel, I want you to feel comfortable. Now, you can diffuse one of your combinations of the solar plexus chakra oil. Then you light a candle. Now, gently massage a few drops of your personal power blend around your belly button in a clockwise direction. Now, you can have some of the solar plexus chakra stones nearby or hold some in one of your hands. Now, place one hand on your navel and inhale and exhale out deeply with your eyes closed. Now, take as many deep breaths as needed. Now, open up your eyes and journal about your experience of your solar plexus chakra visualization and activation. Reflect on what you have learned about the solar plexus chakra and how an imbalance and or blocked solar plexus chakra makes you feel. Now note, whether you are experiencing some of the symptoms or issues discussed and any insight you receive as to what you may need to do for this chakra to be fully open, balanced, and performing optimally, use the following questions that I'm getting ready to give you. Do you honor who you are, particularly with friends and family? And that means that you're not wearing a mask, but you are authentic. Do you value yourself, confident in your ability to achieve your desire and live the life of your dreams? Are you confident in your ability to achieve your desire and live the life of your dream? Be true to yourself now. Honor your own power and use it appropriately. Do you honor your own power and use it appropriately? Do you exercise your personal choice and know that you are always free to choose in all situations? Do you respect yourself and make choices that reflects that self-respect? Are you comfortable with the concept of personal power and with using it when necessary? Now, the solar plexus chakra affirmations. So as the solar plexus affirmations are aimed at helping you connect to yourself and to be confident in your personal power, they are best done facing a mirror and staring into your own eyes. You can repeat this daily, ideally first thing in the morning, when you are going through the process of opening your solar plexus and balancing it. You can repeat these affirmations as needed. As with all the mantras, you can also repeat them silently and as part of a meditation practice. Although the maximum benefit, there are best said aloud. Gently messages some of your personal power blend or a few drops of the lemon or grapefruit oil on your neck, your wrist, and temples, and around your navel. Now, I want you to stand tall with your feet planted firmly on the ground and your head up high as you repeat each affirmation. Visualize a small flame flickering around your navel and getting stronger and bigger with each affirmation. Feel this flame as the essence of you, your time, energy, and confidence growing self with the word of each other. Now, I know who I am, and I honor and embalance my true self. I am so confident and open with others as to whom I am. I believe I am worthy of my desire. I believe I am worthy of my desire. I have the strength, the energy to pursue my passion. I am proud of myself and all I have achieved, comfortable with my personal power and use it wisely. All right, Ms. Linda, any questions for me?
Well, I just had my highlights over here. You know, I'm over here with the writer's cramps. There was one question, but I'm going to take you all the way back to the beginning, to the stone. That first stone, was that a pirate stone before the citrine? What was the first stone?
You said pirate?
Yes. Well,
yes.
Well, how do you spell that? Pirate?
P-Y-R-I-T-E.
Oh, okay, okay. That I had that circle, and let's see. I highlighted one other thing. It was the same stone again, because you know I have my little list of stones. This was the citrine energy powered. That was money, the sun. I have that down, and those were the two things that I had actually circled. But in the beginning, when you were talking about, it's very important that when you're relaxing down and you're getting in your sacred space, to do the inhale and exhale properly so that you can relax all of your muscles. And get me wrong, inhale through the nose, exhale out the mouth. Is that correct? I had someone ask
yes.
that question. Okay. So you inhale through the nose, exhale out the mouth, not the opposite way. And those were the three, and the grapefruit. I love grapefruit. There was a soap that I used to purchase years back from this little boutique. Beautiful grapefruit soap. And you cannot find that soap. You can find it, you know, like in the liquid form, or if you go to places that blend fragrances and stuff, you can find it. But that grapefruit, it just bothers me. Nothing satisfies me like that grapefruit soap. And I'm going to search around. I've ordered, you know, from other places, but this soap was very, very special, and they quit making it. And you really cannot find a grapefruit solid bar of soap. And I like to use the bar. So when I put a note next to that, because it did keep me awake. I do a lot of citrus, but it's nothing like the grapefruit. So if you run across that Pure Bar, Salad Bar, Grapefruit, please let me know. Because I've been looking.
Yeah, you can go to Napoli Natural.
Where
you
is
know
it?
Where I took you. Napoli Natural. I took you, I took you in the merchant.
Okay, they would have it there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I remember. A nice store, very nice store. Yeah, I like the verbena and all of that, but my grapefruit, there's nothing like the grapefruit, folks. So those are the three things that I had circled around. Of course, I've gone from the stones to the oils and the blend that's needed to put into the binder, visualization, activation. And then the last thing that we go into is the journaling we have to journal and go back to and after your affirmations. Well, actually, affirmations are the last things. I'm trying to get the flow here. But this has been an exciting thing. We have a few minutes left. I know that there's been some exciting things happening. Is it on the 18th with the organization? There will be we're doing a workshop webinar. Is that the 18th? If I'm correct on that, Stephanie?
Well, this coming up Friday would be the Grown and Sexy.
Okay.
I will be doing a conversation on how to boost your libido.
Okay, the 7:15.
Yes, that's going this coming up Friday.
Okay, that's this Friday, and that's going to be on Zoom. So you'll send us the link. Maybe we'll go up late Friday to see if and give me the title of it again, because I want to invite someone that they would be totally interested. What is the title again?
7 a.m.
7 p.m.?
A.m. No, p.m., yes, 7 p.m.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Okay. And what is the title of the workshop again, if you could give it to me?
Oh, it's how to boost your libido.
Okay, how to spruce your libido. Okay. Good. Okay, and that's coming up this Friday. So please send the link out. We might come in on Find It Out Friday. We might come in, at least we could come in and get a 45 minutes or whatever. We'll go up a little bit late, but I definitely want to invite someone, and maybe Tiffany with Naya join in. I don't know if she has a capability of her system set up to come in, but can you dial into that, or you have to actually be on the computer?
I think I have access where you can dial in.
Yeah, could you send both of those? Because if she can't
get the phone on the computer.
Sorry?
You can do the phone on the computer. You can do the phone or the computer.
Okay, yeah, send those. I'll let her know that. And then if we'll go up, come up late on that. And I know you have other things coming but it's a little while off. I'm still focusing on September. I think I have the date written down, but we'll talk about that later on. Well, I have my information here. We're going into chakra number 4 next week, and I have my chart, and I sort of do my little homework and research and keep my binders. But I love the idea that you share with us the proper stones and the oils, because when we go to the oils, goes to get those things. Every chakra has its own blend and has its own stone. And I list mine out, and I have my little section set up with everything labeled. I'm doing real good over here. But you woke me up this evening when you talked about grapefruit, because in the other oils, we had never mentioned it, but it's the grapefruit oil. The grapefruit, the lemon, the ginger, or the peppermint. We know about the peppermint. And those things were that solar plex, that navel area, that helps you, again, with constipation, with digestiveness, and things of that nature. So when you're all messed up and trying to figure out why this is happening, then that's giving you a sign that that third chakra is off, that solar plexus is blocked and it needs to be opened up. Am I correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because the other chakras work certain ways, but this particular, this number three chakra messing with the digestive, with the constipation, with the IBS, that's some good stuff to know. Very good stuff, mm-hmm. because of the stress that's out and stressful situations and traumatic situations, that all affects that in there. So if you can keep that balanced and open, you'll be able to wiggle through it a little bit better, would you say?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Well, I'm on it. I'm a good student over here. And we, like I say, we love the chakra series. We love it all. But we love the chakras. And each time it comes around, listeners, you learn more and more about the things that your body, if it's open or if it's closed, so that we can be aware of everything that's moving without us. Like you always say, Stephanie Haynes, when the root is strong, there's no reason to fear the wind. So when you know
right.
that you're in tune and you know no matter what, I like the third, I like this solar plex because it works on your authenticity. So I guess my solar plex has always been always open. Sometimes it can be overactive, but I don't have a problem with authenticity. I don't have a problem with it at all. So I kind of like this series. And after we get off the call, I'll be going back and studying back through my notes to see if everything is sinking in here. We appreciate you, Stephanie. I know you are busy, busy, busy out there. I have some peppermint oil. Maybe I should just go sniff a little bit, huh? You think that would open me up for my evening? Or will it
yeah.
put me to sleep and make me so active I cannot go to sleep? Now, what is that peppermint going to do?
No, it's not going to make you overactive. I mean,
okay.
if you want to step and read a little bit more, you know, you can, you know, use that as to, you know, help you.
Okay. Okay, because I remember, you know, when I was studying in late nights and in those chapters in the books, I always had orange. I like to burn orange oil. So that's still that form
yeah.
of citrus that kept me going, right?
Yeah,
I have to have
right.
orange oil.
The energy.
Yes.
Yes. Good for energy.
I will go to the store tomorrow and see if I can get my grapefruit. That's like a treat for me. Because they have it in the liquid form at other stores. It's not like that bar soap. It's not like the soap. And it was
yes,
strong, you know. It wasn't weak at all. I wrote the name of it. I think it was by Providence or something, but they quit making the grapefruit soap. I said, what? And that was like
yeah.
a monthly shopping spree for me. And I would stack up, and then the boutique, they sized down and they disappeared. And no matter where I would go, you know, there's places that have the fine soaps, the fine oils and things of that nature, but they never had my grapefruit at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to check them out tomorrow. I appreciate it. And on that note, can you give us a close out with something to really carry us through the rest of the week and through the weekend until we get to that number four chakra? Which is, let me see if I'm doing my homework correctly, the number four, just a moment, the number four chakra is, it is the heart chakra. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And that chakra, we neglected most of the time you'll tell us about the lotus, but the third chakra had that a lotus of 10 petals. And I see that this heart chakra, number four, that we'll be talking about next week has 12 petals. So that should be very exciting. So that means it gets in a whole lot of nicks and crannies, right?
Yeah.
I can say it that way. Stephanie, we appreciate you. And I'm going to close out. And since we're talking about, you know, our solar plex and our confidence and things of that nature. I would just want to close this out. My friend, my dear friend, Ellen Laughlin, we call Ellen the Beast from the East. You haven't met Ellen in person, but her mother transitioned the day. And, you know, we've just been trying to keep her up. She's a New Yorker. And, you know, New Yorkers, you know, they carry a different type of attitude. But I just want to close this out and tell her mommy, you know, easy sailing out there, because you and I know that when the person is no longer here or when they're transitioning, their body, their spirit is in Coos for 49 days. And until they settle. And that's what I've been, you know, trying to express for her. And they feel everything that we feel. So everyone send some prayer and strength and confidence out to the Beast from the East. Miss Ellen Laughlin, her mom, is no longer with us. And she passed this morning about 7:15. So the Beast of the East was kind of like going through it. And we have to give her all of our support, okay?
Yes.
All right, Stephanie, we love you. Yes, and I'll be speaking with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
You too. There we go. Love you.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy.
Others have a deal.
We care, share, we love all through the land.